Treasury's top digital asset advisor Tyler Williams exits. Tyler Williams, the top digital asset advisor to U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, has left the department, according to a Punchbowl News report surfaced by CoinMarketCap early on August 4, 2026. The departure removes a senior staff-level voice on crypto policy at the moment Congress is trying to finish the Clarity Act, the market structure bill that would redraw how digital assets are regulated in the United States. Williams held one of the more consequential behind-the-scenes roles in federal crypto policy. As Bessent's advisor on digital assets, he sat at the point where Treasury's stance on stablecoins, market structure, and tax treatment gets shaped before it reaches lawmakers and other agencies. The exit does not come with a stated reason in the initial reporting, and neither Williams nor Treasury has publicly detailed what comes next for the role. Timing that raises the stakes. The exit lands during an unusually active stretch for crypto legislation. The Clarity Act, the House-passed framework meant to divide oversight between the SEC and the CFTC, has been stuck in the Senate as the August recess deadline closes in. Reporting through late July and early August described a bill losing momentum, with no floor vote scheduled for Monday, and Senator Cynthia Lummis publicly accusing Democrats of stalling to avoid a vote. Treasury is not the committee writing the bill, but the department's technical input carries weight on questions the Clarity Act leaves open. How tokens get classified, how stablecoin issuers are supervised, and how the tax code treats on-chain income. Losing the person coordinating that input at Treasury, right as senators run down the clock, thins the executive branch's bench on an already fragile process. A role that shapes rules, not headlines. Williams was not a public-facing figure the way agency chairs are, and that is precisely why the exit matters. Staff advisors at Treasury translate political direction into workable policy detail. They handle the wording that determines whether a stablecoin reserve rule is practical, whether a reporting requirement is enforceable, and where the line between a security and a commodity actually falls in practice. The Clarity Act debate has repeatedly turned on that kind of detail. An earlier version of the bill drew attention for banning federal officials from issuing their own crypto while carving out one royalty income exemption, the sort of provision that gets negotiated at the staff level long before it reaches a floor speech. A vacancy in Bessent's digital asset seat means that work now runs through whoever fills the gap or slows while the department reorganizes. Continuity risk at a bad moment. Personnel churn in a specialized policy role tends to cost time more than direction. A successor has to rebuild relationships with Hill staff, agency counterparts, and industry, and that ramp-up rarely takes weeks. If the Clarity Act does slip past the recess and into the fall, as much of the recent reporting suggests it might, a new Treasury advisor would be picking up a complex negotiation already in progress. There's also the question of what the exit signals about internal alignment. The SEC has indicated it is prepared to set its own crypto rules if Congress fails to act, a path that shifts authority from statute to a single agency. A weakened Treasury voice on the legislative track could tilt the balance toward that agency-led outcome, which produces rules a future administration or court can more easily reverse. Market shrugged. For now, crypto prices showed no reaction to the news, consistent with a story that is about process rather than immediate economics. Bitcoin traded at $63,706 as of August 4, 2026, up 0.9% on the day. Ether was flat at 1864, and the Fear and Greed Index read 37 in fear territory. A single staff departure does not move the tape, but it feeds the broader read that Washington's crypto agenda is drifting rather than accelerating. For crypto users, the downstream stakes sit in how tokens and dollar-pegged assets get classified and supervised. Those answers shape which assets U.S.-facing issuers will support inside consumer products, including the crypto cards that turn digital balances into everyday spending. Unsettled rules keep programs conservative, which is part of why stablecoin-denominated spending has become the safer default for card-serving American users.